I know you missed us. It's the TBH Podcast with Shayla and Abo.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
Yeah, it's Two Broke Hoes, and we on the scene. Got you tuned in every week like a dope fiend. Tell your mama, your cousins, or your little boo. Fuck them kids, we clowning and taking shots too in the streets. You staring like you wanna say hi. Fuck your couch, your feelings in. Fuck a Gemini. It's Abo and Shayla, yeah, we on the run. Hold it down, Leesville, yeah, we number one.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
I said, man, hold up, I done came down, it's Two Broke Hoes, and we bout to clown. I'm pouring up my shot, and I'm about to bop with my round Abo on this damn pie. It's always gonna be, fuck them damn kids, unbiased, unbothered, that's how we live, that's how we live.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
It's Two Broke Hoes Podcast.
What's that?
Hey, gang, gang, gang.
We in this thing.
Let me
so this my is, drink. What you drinking?
I don't know. I don't really even drink no more because I figure if I drink, I won't stop drinking. So
my nigga says she don't drink no more. I'm weak.
Yeah, I ain't really drunk in a while. But I'm about to put some.
I was like logging in. I thought it was gonna be a little more difficult than it was. But like I was looking and it's like four email addresses under this mug. So I was like, which one do I use? But I found the right one.
Okay, we're good.
We straight now, McGee. We straight.
Got a little bit of sense. I'm gonna drink this Ciroc pineapple that's been here for 3,000 years.
Okay, well if you die, we know why.
Well, it ain't that old, but 2 months old. Maybe a month. I don't know. It's Ciroc. Why would I die, stupid?
Ciroc is nasty.
It's Ciroc pineapple.
You know, I just recently found out I'm allergic to pineapple.
What? You was trying to eat some pineapple to get that thing right and you was breaking out, huh?
Yeah, yeah. It's itching everywhere, man. I'm still, nigga, that was 2 weeks ago and I'm still itching.
Mm.
Like, I was itching today when I was at work. I told my boss that I was allergic to work and that bitch laughed at me and I don't appreciate that.
Y'all heard that? Her cat itching. That's what she said.
No, she is angry, but I meant like I'm itching all over my body.
Mm.
Like everywhere I'm itching. She was angry, but she's fine now. She's doing much better.
Okay, good.
Praise him.
Mm-hmm. Don't you start with me, boy. I ain't got nobody to keep saint company. So if he bark, he bark.
Man, this old hood ass podcast.
Shut up.
Okay, anyway. So how have you been?
I'm alive though.
That's all that matters. Because if I was on here talking to a ghost, then I would feel some type of
well,
way.
Well, I mean, sometimes I feel like death, but that's okay. I'm here.
I mean, I would probably disrespect your ghost or the spirit of you.
I'd probably come fuck you if I was a ghost. Like on a scary movie.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
Weird, man. Okay, so we do realize that the TBH podcast has been on a bit of a hiatus.
Yes.
And a lot of people have been asking me about it. Some people that I like, some people that I don't like have even been asking me about it. Let's talk about the motherfuckers that's been asking me about it that I don't like. Starting with your best friend, EJ.
They ain't got to say the nigga name.
Man, fuck him. I told him because he was one of the first people that had something to say when I posted it on Snap. So I said, just for that, you getting roasted on the podcast first tonight. So, ding, ding, bitch, you in.
Oh.
So, EJ wanted to know where we been. So, I figured we should tell him.
Well, you know, COVID hit and then when we would decide to link up and do it, it didn't happen. And I don't know. It just been all over the place. Life just been hectic. It's been like super calm, even though like people are quarantined and stuck in the house and stuff. It seemed like shit got more hectic. Maybe because I was actually out there in the streets while you were sitting your lazy ass at home for like 6 months. But that's neat.
Somebody sounds upset. You sound upset, my nigga. You sound really upset, and that's really what happened. Yeah. My nigga was out there slanging product in the streets, and I was at home chilling.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had more time on my hands to bug her about, you know, doing a podcast and recording. And she wasn't reciprocating any of that same energy back to me.
Oh,
like,
I know you didn't.
Oh, yes, the fuck I did.
Well, I mean, it was like, okay, I'll take it, whatever. Like, okay, so this shit first happened, right? Which we did the other podcast. We did a Royal Tea during the quarantine, right?
Did we?
Yeah, because a home wife had the Rona. The fuck I was about to say. So like, okay, so when all this shit first happened, no, we ain't no shit.
No. Wait. We did Royal Tea after.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it was during the Rona, but it was like after we had stopped recording. Because they asked us on their show, like, what the hell was going on with it?
Right. But what I'm saying is, shit, they asked us about Rona then. And what I'm saying is, shit got hectic. Like, everything was, like, unknown. It was just, like, this big, crazy disease that then hit the world. And didn't nobody know what the fuck was going on. So, but I still had to go to work. So, it's like, not to say it was scary, but it's like, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm coming home to, you know, I had kids at the house at the time and shit like that. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. So, like, I was working a lot. And it just, I don't know, feel like I just didn't have the time. Not like that, but like that. At the same time.
No, like, I'm not, this isn't a jab or a low blow or like any like shade to you, but I really felt like I had all the time in the world and you had none.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to keep bugging you about, you know, hey, we were supposed to do this. Hey, when we gonna record? I didn't want to keep bugging you about it because essentially I was sitting at home all day.
Scratching your head.
I was being, I was being, fuck you, nigga. We wrote a script in like a week.
Okay, I did that. Now I was doing something.
So kiss my ass, my nigga.
Okay, bring it.
But at the seat, this bitch, still, no, my booty don't itch. Oh.
Well, bring it here then.
So I didn't want to keep, you know, I didn't want to do that to you because essentially I had more time on my hands than you. And maybe I was being inconsiderate of what you had going on, you know, with you still having to work. You was out there. My nigga was out there on the front line. Like I said, she was slanging product and I wasn't. So maybe I was being inconsiderate. And if so, fuck you, bitch.
I can't believe you would admit something like that. What happened?
What do you mean? Nigga, I admit when I'm wrong, if I'm wrong, which is very, very,
oh my God,
very rare.
You just fucked the moment up. Don't worry about it.
I'm just saying, my nigga, I'm never wrong because I don't do anything wrong. You know what I'm saying? I don't do shit wrong, but I'm just saying that's how I felt.
Okay.
So I was being considerate of your feelings and I just didn't bother you about it.
Okay. And then,
okay, so EJ,
that's why. Well, he don't listen
to your other podcast? What?
He don't listen to your other podcast?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever done any kind of promo or, you know, I've never done like, I don't know. I've never done any kind of promo or anything on Snap for the other podcast.
Ain't he on Twitter? No.
He don't get on Twitter like that because I was talking about him really badly on Twitter and he never seen any of my
He about to get on there now.
Oh, that's why his head shaped like an ingrown toenail. But anyway, that's where we've been. That's what happened. That's how we fell off. That's the story of us. But Shayla and I do this all the time. We used to fall off like this in high school and in college. You remember we fell off like this in college?
Yeah, we did. I mean, wait. Becca, we were still talking. We just weren't recording.
Right. We, but we occasionally fall off all the time.
Yeah.
We do the shit out.
We've been okay here for the last year, I guess. Anyway.
We've been okay for a few years. What do you mean?
You're right.
We've been okay for like a few years. Like, but in this past year, I do believe that we've communicated more. Like, I almost talk to you at least once or twice a week.
Well, then we fell off because we was talking every day. But yeah. Okay. Whatever. Nigga, we on. Leave it alone.
But yeah, we on now. Okay, so. Have you missed doing this?
Yes, I have. Well, we were supposed to do it when I came down there, but this nigga wanna leave like a dummy. But anyways, yeah, I have, you know, because it's like therapeutic for me. But I know that I need this, I think, in these times currently. So I think it's going to do me some good. I do miss it. I miss talking about people and talking about you.
I mean, we talk about each other all the time.
I know, but it's different like, for other people
on and
here.
On the podcast. But I guess talking about each other on the podcast is fun, too.
Yeah. So I do miss it.
So has podcasting taught you anything about yourself?
To not never mind. Yeah, but no, I'd rather not. Yeah, it has.
I hope that by the time you get to the bottom of your cup that you feel a little bit more forthcoming, because I'm not going to start no shit tonight. Okay? No shit unless you start it first.
I like podcasting. It made me, like, I even consider, like, because, like, I've been listening. I don't even listen to music no more because I'm going through my thing. So I just listen to podcasts all the time. And it's made me, like, I even considered, because it's like a radio personality here. She's from Shreveport, but you can, like, pay her to, and she'll mentor you and teach you, like, how to work soundboards and all this other stuff, how to do ad drops and shit like that. I even consider doing that because I enjoy the podcast so much.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, same. I can't do this at the radio station if I get on same. You up here squeaking toys and shit. Little nigga. Has it taught you anything?
It's taught me that I should have my own show. Not like a podcast show, but just like a show centered around me, because you and I together are funny. Like, we some funny motherfuckers. We some funny individuals. And we always got stories for days. So it just showed me how much more entertaining my life is than what I guess from what I see.
Okay, I can see that. I think I should write a book about my life. It's taught me that too, because I done been through shit.
Too.
Yeah,
I do too. We talked about this.
Yeah, on the ride to when I was riding Louisiana, he was like, "Nigga, what the fuck kind of shit you was into?"
Yeah, my nigga was out there.
Yeah,
I'm talking about blowing coke up a stripper booty. Out
Wait there. A minute, now she lying now.
She wasn't doing that, but it's the.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm about to say,
that's
wait a minute.
How out there my nigga was.
I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, if a stripper want that done, let me know.
You would be willing to do that?
If she fine, it can't be because I can't eat no man butt.
Oh yeah, we not eating no man. We is not eating a man's butt.
I eat girl butt, but it depends on the girl.
We not eating a man's butt.
Nah, they don't wipe good. You seen a movie?
But she said they don't wipe good. I saw it was on Snowfall, I think.
Oh, I told you I can't fuck with Snowfall.
It was at the very beginning. The girl blew that dope up that man's ass, and he died. You didn't see that?
Oh, I don't remember. I probably if it was the first thing, I probably fell asleep. That show's so fucking boring.
Man, you so fucking whack. You better not ever disrespect Franklin Saint like that, especially not on this podcast and not in my face. I'm gonna beat your ass, my nigga.
Okay.
My
apologies.
I don't appreciate this.
Okay. Anyway.
I don't appreciate
this line. Nigga, shut up.
Anyway. Okay, so let's get down to business.
Lego.
I know everybody's talking about this, and I know a lot of people are tired of hearing about this.
Okay.
But I feel like this deserves a it deserves a two broke hoes take. We deserve to, you know, put our two cents in the bucket too. A lot of people are stuck on like politics and on y'all president and all this stuff that he's doing.
The post office, the post service.
All my packages is coming late, but I don't want to talk about politics because I feel like that's something that's going to be around for like the heavy. That's going to be around for like the next few months. But another topic that's making its rounds, especially on the internet, on Twitter, is this Megan and Tory situation. And y'all know how we feel about Megan on this podcast.
Yes, indeed. She drugged Drea for that. I'm not making fun of me. I'm just saying, I kiss you from head to toe.
We are, so y'all know how we feel about her on the podcast. So, did you doubt in the beginning that Megan got shot before she showed proof? Did you doubt it?
No.
No, you always thought she had gotten shot.
Well, I mean, initially they said glass, but when they said she got shot, I was like, oh, she got shot. Like, no, I didn't doubt it.
You never had a reason to.
No, there was no reason to. And then, I mean, I like Tory Lanez, but he's from Canada, so he's capable of any bitch nigga shit.
So, like, okay, why do you feel that it was to the point to where she even had to show proof that she got shot? Like, who lying about getting shot nowadays? You know, but you know what? It's some niggas that don't know how to write in cursive or read cursive writing. It's also some niggas that eat Tide Pods. So I can kind of see them maybe possibly lying about getting shot.
However, and they can't tell time either.
Yeah, they can't read no regular clock. They got to read the digital one.
Yeah.
So why do you think that she even had to go that far?
I don't know. I think maybe, were they saying she was lying in the beginning, or did they just start saying she was lying? I never heard that she was lying and shit like that.
So were saying pretty far in the beginning, after he was arrested, they were saying that she was possibly lying about getting shot because nobody had seen any proof.
Why does she have to show proof that she fucking got shot? Either way it goes, something happened for her foot to be dripping, and we saw it on camera.
We did see that.
So if a bullet, if it was glass, which they said initially, that's still fucked up. So a bullet went off to cause her to step glass inside of a vehicle. Maybe people were thinking like, she's trying to promote something or something like that. I don't know, because before that, I didn't think about that. She was on IG with Kylie and him. So,
yeah.
You know, and then that happened. That was like the same night, wasn't it?
It was. It was. Yeah. It all happened in the same night.
So, I don't know. I'm trying to, she ain't never, I mean, not to say we don't know her or nothing like that, but she ain't never did nothing to make people feel like she was like some lying ass motherfucker. In my opinion, she was like a normal Southern girl, like, you know.
Right.
So why would you, especially him? Like, I would be like, Drake shot me or something if I was gonna lie. Not him. Yeah.
Okay. With that being said, did you see her IG live last night?
Yes.
Okay, so you saw that. Okay. Now, do you agree with the way that she handled it initially? For those that didn't see, Meg got on IG Live and she explained what happened. I think she was on IG for about 7 minutes. No, she was on IG for about 8 minutes. 8 minutes, almost 9 minutes. I remember that. So she was on live for about 9 minutes, almost 9 minutes, and she explained what happened, you know, basically in her own words. She said that initially she did not want to tell the police that he was the one that shot her because of the climate that we live in. And we know that we live in a fucked up climate. Black men aren't just getting killed. They are fucking targeted. by the police. And it's not me, it's
black women too, because she also said that it was all of them were black. She said she was scared for everybody, herself too.
Right. Black women, it's not just, and like you said, it's not just black men, it is black women too. And not only is it just, it's not just black men and black women, like grown folks, it's black children as well.
Yep.
Black children don't have the opportunity that other children have, especially people that don't look like us, have of, you know, living a normal childhood, you know, growing up and doing childlike things, because at a young age, we're taught to, hey, when you go out in public, people think that when you go out in public and your mama tell you, don't touch nothing in the store, don't ask for nothing, none of that shit. People think that when black parents do that, or your black mama do that, that she's being mean. Or, you know, cheap. Y'all can't afford shit in the store. Right. No, my nigga, they will run down a black kid for stealing if they think, you know, even have the inkling that they trying to steal out of a store. They look suspicious or nothing. It ain't nothing for a black person to get followed in no store because somebody think they trying to steal.
Right.
Nothing at all. So, you when know, as a child,
statistically, you know, middle-aged white women steal more than anybody.
Thank you. But we are, you know, we live in a climate where a 15-year-old girl can get shot down in the store for because the owner thinks that she's supposedly stealing orange juice. I'm still upset about that. So people think that, you know, we laugh at it because everybody mama said that. But we don't know. We never really knew why our mamas were saying that shit. I was thinking mama really didn't want to buy me nothing in the store. Not that, you know, she's trying to protect me from something bad that could be around the corner. Or from perception, because black children don't get a chance to be children long.
Right, you gotta grow.
A black child—the only time that a black child get to be a black child is between the ages of 0 and 3 or 4. You know, once you start going to school, when you go into the store with your mama, don't you say shit? Don't you ask shit? Don't you touch shit?
Yep.
You know what I'm here. So, do you agree with how she originally handled it, saying that I didn't want to bring attention to him, you know, because of the climate that we're in, even though this motherfucker just shot me?
Yeah. For one, like, she, you know, said she got shot, but she never dropped his name. I was like, damn, she's like holding a nigga down. Like, what, you know, I thought she was on some real G shit or something. But then he went on some, you know, then he wanted to get on some bitch nigga shit and have his people basically discrediting her, saying that she got shot. Everyone just knew it was him. I don't think she ever he got arrested with a gun and he was with her, so everyone put two and two together. But she handled it, you know. I was like, she didn't want to snitch. She didn't die. It was, you know, nothing drastic happened with her foot or whatever, a little surgery, a little heal up. And I was like, okay, well, maybe she just want to do some OG shit. She didn't want to snitch or whatever. I didn't know she all that ran through her mind. I didn't even think about that when the police and everything showed up. I don't think that's how she wanted to handle it. I mean, that's her business. But I think he handled it the wrong way.
So when-
but I think the way she handled it made him saying he didn't do it more credible. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
he was like, okay, everyone's putting it together. She never said it, so let me just say that it never happened.
Right, when it first happened, you know, nobody knew who.
Right,
didn't nobody know who shot her, and it was everybody was upset because Tory got arrested because they were thinking that he was
from
protecting Megan from whoever had shot her. That's what everybody thought in the beginning. And then
her people.
I don't remember how exactly it came out that he was the one that. Okay, he then it came out that he
her,
was the
and
one
bodyguard that, just bodyguard. His fine ass and her producer actually said his
hell.
Name and told him he need to hide or whatever the fuck he said, or he gonna get his or whatever he said. Her producer, I forget his name, but Justin so fine.
Yeah.
I wish he was there to pick her up and snap his neck.
That boy's so damn fine, my God. But okay, so I understand why she did it. I understand why she did that. But I don't know if I could. I don't, in this situation, I don't know if I could do what Megan did.
In the
nigga,
foot.
You just shot
mind
me.
You, I'm known for nigga. Dancing, shaking my shit. I need my foot.
Right. I need that, nigga. You just shot me. Bitch, I'm telling everybody, I'm finna go to the cemetery and dig up your grandma so I can kill her ass too. Bitch, I'm telling everybody. I'm not, because if you didn't have no, we arguing. She said everybody in the car arguing. We arguing, and you feel that badly about me for you to, you know, potentially try to hurt me or harm me. Yeah, nigga, you shot me.
What if it wasn't a foot?
So what? You shot me.
What's some shit with a ricocheted or something and killed us? Some crazy shit.
Right, nigga, you shot me. I'm not, once you cross me like that, where you try to physically harm me or you put me in a situation to where you know, where you can cause me some harm, yeah, I'm not thinking about protecting you no more. But that's her. That's her. I understand why she did it, but I'm just saying.
Well, guess what? It backfired on her. She was on some G shit protecting him, and now everyone calling her liar. She had to come out with all this shit because people are saying she was lying. Like, what the fuck? Like, why aren't we protected?
But black women are rarely ever protected. I've said it once. I've said it numerous times that I felt like black women were one of the most disrespected beings on this planet.
But we take care of everybody, though. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, we really do. We take care of everybody. We nurture everybody, and but we can't get none of that same shit, you know, in return.
Nobody.
Who the fuck looking out for us? Who's looking out for us? Okay, so Megan got on IG. She kind of cleared the air. Now, here's the problem now. Since Megan got on IG and actually admitted for the first time that Tory was the one that shot her, now she's snitching. Where's the lie?
There is none. But he can go around lying on her, but no one's saying anything to him, but she's snitching. What we doing?
So I always thought snitching was okay. So if you and I go out
and
rob a bank and I get caught, mm-hmm. but your ass get away. But I tell them that you was there with me, then I thought that was considered snitching. You and I were both in the wrong, but
right.
I was the one that got caught. So I told on you so that I wouldn't get in as much trouble. In this situation, Megan,
she's a victim.
Wasn't in the wrong.
Right.
Like, she's a fucking victim.
But she didn't even say nothing in the beginning. It's like everyone's forgetting that. She didn't say shit. And she was, they forced her hand pretty much,
told,
to be quite honest.
Now that she told, now she's a snitch.
Where they do that at? Me either.
I don't get it. Like, make it make sense. And these is like niggas out here. These are niggas that's saying this shit. But these are niggas that's saying this shit. And I'm just trying to, you know, I understand. I get it. I get the no snitching shit. But I was never a fan of it because, you know, if you see some fucked up shit, if some fucked up shit happened to you and people see it, you gonna want people to tell somebody who did what. And in this situation, like I said, Megan is the victim. She wasn't out there gangbanging and doing all that shit. She got shot. Why not tell who shot you? When is that no snitching shit got us? That shit, it runs, you know, rapidly in the black community. But
it's so stupid because it's like when what if that was all these niggas that saying she's snitching? What if that was your sister that got shot and you are across the country? You don't want her to tell somebody, your sister, your mama, your cousin.
Your sister, your mama. Yeah, I know niggas not, they wouldn't have that same energy if it was their mama. So why are they holding this woman to that? You know what I'm saying? Okay, so I saw something on Twitter, and Twitter is like the home of think pieces. But I saw this on Twitter, and
that's what think piece is.
Somebody said, that's what it's designed to do. So it says, calling Megan a rat or a snitch feels colorist. And this person says, never in my life have I ever seen a light-skinned woman be held to street code when it comes to speaking up about domestic violence. And the first person that I thought of was Rihanna. Rihanna was not labeled as a snitch. And she told them people who and what did what. Rihanna was not labeled as a snitch, but she was sympathized with.
She got ass beat.
When the situation between her and Chris Brown happened. And I'm not even 100%. I kind of feel bad. I feel like he got shafted because it seemed
she bit him and everything. She admitted to
him. Yeah, it seemed like they was fighting each other. But she don't get that same... She didn't get that same treatment that he got. And I don't know too many men that's just gonna sit there and let a woman beat their ass like that. Now I ain't saying Rihanna.
I mean, I think with that, it's not that he hit her. I mean, it is, but I think it was like she had to get like plastic surgery and shit to fix her nose. I think it was how extreme it was. But at the same time, you grabbed his nuts, and bit him, and all this other stuff, like. You know, so
I like Bad Girl Riri, but okay. But anyway, Rihanna was not labeled as a snitch or a rat when she filed that police report.
So you saying, so it's because she likes him.
I don't want to say
Megan ain't dark.
Yeah,
I mean
she's darker than Rihanna. I consider Megan chocolate. And you know black and I do. And you know dark. Yes.
The color of this Amazon box I'm looking at. It's not chocolate. Amazon box, nigga. She like
She's brown skin.
I'm caramel brown, yeah, but she ain't like a Hershey kid. She ain't no Kelly Rowland. But she also look at her. She's like this big, tall, almost intimidating, I'm sure, in person. Because she's like, of course she's not fat, but she's like a thick, like a big chick. You know what I'm saying? So, and right. Rihanna's, I mean, she's on the tall side too, but she's like dainty and she's a singer.
She's
a singer and a pop star and all this other stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So that was the first, when I saw that, I was like, oh, like that just light bulb. Oh. And I thought, okay, Rihanna wasn't labeled as a snitch when she told on Chris. So why is
this assault different? Because that's what it was. Megan.
Yeah.
It might be worse. Thing. She got shot. He could have killed him.
You are absolutely right.
Rihanna too, but I'm just saying.
Chris didn't shoot no damn body. This nigga did.
Cause that could have went wrong. So that's what my mind is. That could have went all kind of ways other than her foot. She could have been dead and gone. So
absolutely.
I never thought about that though.
That's what got me to thinking, because I was like, oh, this is like a really good point. And it's true. Like the first person I thought of was Riri. And I was like, you know, she did not, you know, get labeled as a snitch. Everybody was so happy that she had told. And domestic violence is domestic violence across the board, no matter who it comes from, no matter who, you know, is being abused in this situation. And I just don't understand how we holding Meg to street code when she ain't even out there banging.
Like I said, it's because she's a rapper and like the what she talks about and things like that.
But Megan don't talk about she don't talk about no gangster shit. She talk about riding dick and sucking
and that wet ass p word.
That's what she be talking about. Yeah, she don't be talking about. She ain't talking about busting no. She ain't talking about busting no caps and niggas' asses or nothing like that. She ain't talking about that. Niggas, Meg talk about sucking dick. She talk about riding dick. She talk about. Hey. That's all she talk about. I know because I listen.
Hey, she can ride my face. Yeah.
Hell, I'm so sick of my nigga. I'm so sick. Stop talking about my nigga. Okay. Okay, so why do we feel like we have to have a front row seat in the lives of our favorite celebrities?
No.
A lot of times we forget that
these people are
too.
And then, like, when they get frustrated or upset, like the paparazzi, people be like, well, they signed up for this. And yes, they did. I mean, some of it does come with the territory, but, like, the shit like this, like, the fact that she felt she had to show herself at the doctor, her foot at the doctor and shit like that, that's just stupid. But, like,
right.
Or for instance, like with Super, how Super's dude just got caught cheating and all this other stuff, and people feel like they can say what they want to say to her because she always has her life on display. But personal is personal. Some shit we just really don't need to know. I mean, of course we're going to look at it. If it's there, right. We're going to watch or read or whatever. But I feel like, especially with social media, they almost feel like it's like we know them because we see them on vacation. We see them in a car. We see them eating. We see them this. But we don't see them with diarrhea on the toilet. So they only show the good shit anyway. But yes. I feel like, we don't see them pooping and they period on and they bled. They draw the night and fuck their sheets up. We don't see all that kind of shit. But I guess maybe, because it has gotten worse with social media. I mean, we had like tabloids and like stuff like that back in the day, but it's more so interviews. People had to ask all these questions when they interviewed them, and we would have to wait to read a motherfucking Vibe magazine or Teen Bop or whatever the fuck the magazines was called back then. Watch, you know, one. That's why 106 and Park was so fucking epic, and TRL and motherfucking debate rap city and shit like that. That's why shit like that was big. But we had to wait on that. But now it's like instant, and they're showing us, oh, I got a new house, I got a new car, I got a new this, I got a new that. So we feel like we, not me and you, but we as the general public feel like we have some kind of say so in their everyday lives, and we don't.
Right.
Some shit just private.
So is riding on Tory or no?
That dude is canceled. I'm about to go delete his last album out of my phone. I forgot all about it because I only listened to it once.
What that nigga sign? Do is he a rapper?
He do a little bit of both.
What the fuck does nigga do?
Right.
Besides shoot, standing at a
whopping 5'4". I don't know about that. He did a he's very talented musically though. But he did an album with he like remixed everybody's songs. He got most of them, like he did I'm Sprung. He remixed it and had T-Pain on it. He did something with Chris Brown. It was actually pretty cool, but I can't fuck with him no more. He's shooting hoes and shit.
Okay, sorry.
What if he would have shot her in the knee? Oh my God.
Oh, bitch. If he would have shot Meg in the knee.
I wonder if her knees and shit like J-Lo booty.
They should be. Her knees and her fucking hip flexors should be insured. A lot of people think that you have to have like knee strength to do that. You got to have some good hip flexors that she be doing too.
Yeah. I hope she can you fuck that up when you have a baby? She need to not have babies. She might not be able to drop it no more.
My God.
Shout out to you though, Meg. If you need a shoulder to cry on, I am a mere 4 or 5 hours away from you.
And she will drive, okay?
I will drive. I will fly. I take the train, boo. And your headphones went out or something, nigga. We 40 minutes in. This nigga gonna be fucking up. Where you at? Just call my name.
Right here.
Hi, I was singing to you.
Oh, I appreciate you. You know what? I like that. You know, normally when that would happen, we would get cut off.
Oh, you had a phone call?
Yeah. I have put my phone on do not disturb, but my favorite still come through.
Yeah.
My nigga gonna get on the phone talking to my mama. Why you ain't tell me Cain and Abel was in jail, went to jail? I said, who the fuck is Cain and Abel?
The rappers?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I was like, you talking about shaking like a dog, Cain and Abel? She's like, yeah.
What they in jail for?
I don't know. I don't know.
Ain't they brothers, twins? Like,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I get the peloton and I think it's kicking in.
Uh oh.
They kind of figured it out.
Oh shit. Okay. Okay, hold on. All right. So next topic is the honeypot. Have you heard of the honeypot? Do you use their stuff?
Okay, so hey baby. I heard about it. I heard about it, and then I saw the creator on The Breakfast Club. So, of course, Target, I think, were the main ones carrying it. And there were Targets everywhere. But they were sold out everywhere. And one of my stores that I work for my job is a Target. And they just so happened to be in stock. So I got the wash. You just pump it 3 times in your hands, wash your cat, which, you know, with your hand. You ain't got to put it on the washcloth or nothing. Me and the ex-bae, we just want to try it just to support. It's a black owned business in Target, and we love Target. So yeah, I've tried it. It's cool. I mean, I didn't get all the pads, and the shit is expensive too, by the way. That feminine wash is like $7, and the bottle ain't that big.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's cool. I don't use it daily. Like, if I'm taking a shower and I look at it and see it, I'm like, oh, let me use it. But it's not like my cat's pretty clean, so I don't know. It's cool, though. I supported my black-owned business, and, you know.
Okay.
So that's the only thing. It's just that one item.
We don't have a Target here, so I don't go to Target very often.
I think Walgreens carries it, though, and CVS. So
girl, you know damn well Walgreens and CVS is higher than a motherfucker. I hate those stores.
I mean, they be on sale. Like, the Shea Moisture shit be on sale there.
Oh, baby, I don't even use that Shea Moisture no more. I started using Naturalicious.
I never heard of it.
Oh, it's new. It's black owned too.
Naturalicious?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's natural. I can't ask nobody. Moving right along.
But, okay, so Honeypot, I came across a post on Twitter today. Okay. All right, so on the Honeypot wash, the owner, she wrote her story on it. She said that I was suffering with bacterial vaginosis for 8 months when an ancestor came to me in a dream and gifted me with a vision to heal myself. With her help, I created the Honeypot company to solve for what other brands wouldn't through the power of herbs. So, Twitter has been in an uproar.
Why?
Because black people, so one girl, I'm not going to say Twitter, one girl has been in an uproar. She says that trying to support black businesses will get you caught up, because one thing about our people, they love witchcraft and demons. It's over for the honeypot. I knew there was a reason why I didn't like this stuff. And she has been getting the business since then. So do you feel okay? So I shared something yesterday on Twitter, and it was so funny because after I shared that yesterday, this happened. I told my cousin that I had a dream about her mother. Her mother's been deceased since 99. And I said, I had a dream about your mama, and I had to tell her to go on somewhere, even though this is my favorite aunt. I had to tell her to go on somewhere because when people that have died show up in my dreams, I be thinking that they trying to come get my motherfucking ass, and I'm not ready to go.
Okay.
So I had a dream about your mama last night.
They're just coming to say hi, though.
Right. That's what she told me. So I was like, I had a dream about your mama, and I had to tell her to go on somewhere. Like, this is my favorite aunt, and it hurt me to have to do this. But I had to tell her to go on somewhere because I wasn't ready to go. And she was like, oh, you shouldn't have did that. She was just coming to say hi. And I was
coming to tell you about the shit you was doing the other day.
What? I didn't even I had this dream months ago, you stinking bitch.
Oh, okay. what you was doing months ago? How about that?
I nothing. Entertaining a hood nigga. But anyway,
his girlfriend ugly. Go ahead.
Ooh, So wait a minute. Did you see a plate he posted this morning or the other day? Yesterday?
Yeah, I saw it. The chicken, did she was it white gravy or what was that?
Bitch, who the fuck put jelly on a fucking bagel?
Oh no, I didn't see a bagel. I saw some rice. Maybe that was today. It was like rice and chicken.
Who the fuck put jelly on a fucking bagel?
I don't know.
I ain't never seen no ghetto ass shit like this in my life. That's that girl.
They made it a jelly.
That strawberry, she had a strawberry lemonade wig on.
I don't know. That was at the club last night or something like that. I saw.
Baby, I am upset.
You should be.
Not really.
Make you question how you look when you see what she look like.
It does, but you know what? I'm fine than a motherfucker. Like, that nigga got good taste when it came to me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what? He dated
me too back in the day, back in junior high. And he was made sure to tell my mama that he dated me too when he saw her at the Circle K.
See, that nigga got good taste when it comes to
he also knowledge. He also mentioned your name to my mama for whatever Why? Reason. I don't know.
What that nigga said?
I don't know. Like, he came to see you or that we be doing, I don't know, it wasn't nothing bad. I just was like, oh yeah, they're friends. I don't know what to
Why
say.
He told your mama that?
I don't know. He said, I used to date your daughter. You don't remember me, huh? I was like, whoa, that was like seventh, eighth grade, mom. She said, I don't remember him. She said, I think I do. I don't
know. See, this is why I'm talking to
you. She's like, some boy named I said he had a big old booty. She said, yeah. Oh wait, I'm telling your business, my man.
Not really, because this ain't my man,
right?
But anyways, okay, this nigga girlfriend ugly and she cooked trash as breakfast because this nigga put jelly on a motherfucking bagel. I ain't never seen no girl ass shit like this.
He probably didn't care
in my life ever. Okay, but anyways, when I would have dreams, I've always been like that. If I had dreams about, you know, a relative that had died, I would get upset. Like, why is you here?
They probably like, never came back. They was like, well, fuck this whole thing.
Like, yeah, like, why is you here? Please go away. I'm not ready to go.
So what's the problem with her having a dream about her ancestors telling her to fix her funky cat? What's the problem?
Exactly. So after my
They probably had all the herbs, the slave herbs and shit.
But they did. They honestly did. I heard stories about my great grandmother and my great aunt, my three times great aunt, how they would go in the woods and pick certain herbs. If people get sick, they would go pick the stuff and then they come back and they would, you know, use them to heal people. Right. And my great grandma, she used to make some kind of goose out of a cactus.
Grease?
It was a grease. She used to take a piece of cactus and grind it up and make some kind of grease, and it used to cure ringworms.
Oh, I thought you meant for your hair. I about to say, my great-grandma used pee in our hair.
Used what?
Pee. Urine.
Pee?
Man, if you see, I don't know if you ever seen a baby picture of me, all the hair I had. Motherfucking pee. Urine. That's protein, nigga. She Ooh. Would do pee and something. I don't know. It's some Ooh. Old people.
Washing a kid's hair is dangerous because you know children don't act right. Man, so you telling me that you
no, you don't wash it in pee. She like put it in there, like not like pour it in on your head, like dab it on there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh man, that was your ass in kindergarten. That was still
nah, out of
pee.
Nah, that was Olivia. Shout out to her wherever she is.
Girl, that was Emily.
Oh, Emily. I forgot her last name.
No motherfucking ass smelling like pee.
No, I wanted to, I always think about her and I was like, man, I forgot her last name. I wonder how she's doing because I know her parents are like both disabled and stuff. That's why she smelled like pee. She ain't know no fucking better.
I don't remember her last name. I just know her name was Emily.
Actually, Kim Folk. She probably don't remember either.
Nah, I don't know. Shout out to Emily, though.
Shout out to you, man. I know. She was no ugly girl either. She might be bad in the business. That might be Megan Thee Stallion shit.
Could very well be.
But anyway.
Very well be. But yeah, okay, so yeah.
That's why
my nigga smell like pee. My nigga smell like pee.
That's the tweet of the day.
But yeah, I can't wait to get off this shit so I can tweet that my niggas smell like pee. Bitch, that might be the title of this episode.
Man, I'm telling you, she didn't use pee. I hope you pee on yourself. No, it's not like you drench it in there. Man, my hair was thick as shit. It's something with the nutrients and shit that come out.
I'm gonna go pee in a spray bottle right now and go start spraying it on food. I know some bald head hoes too. I'm gonna be going around town just spraying niggas with pee.
That shit, they gonna look like Pocahontas next week with that. I don't know. These hoes don't be drinking water. They pee might not be no good.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm about to say. Like,
it was like kid pee. I don't know. She did it for adults. She just used to put on all the kids' hair.
But what if it was like? What if your diet is trash?
You're a fucking kid. Your pee should be funky as a child. I don't know because I had some other kids with some funky pee.
Okay. So this is. But she didn't put her pee. It was they pee that she was putting in y'all head. Your pee.
Yeah, your own pee, not her pee, not old.
Oh, I'm about to say, what happened when you're on your period? Do you put that pee in somebody's head too?
That might really do good. I'm gonna try that.
Man, I'm gonna go pee in this bottle right quick. I'm gonna start spraying everybody with some pee. My nigga smell like pee, bitch. Bitch, watch. You just motherfucking wait, my nigga. I knew that was your ass smelling like pee when we was in kindergarten. You trying to blame that shit on
that was not me. I was the cleanest kid up in there.
That was your motherfucking ass in there.
I don't know why I thought her name was Olivia.
I don't either. That girl know, was short. I know
her name. Why we remember her name? I don't remember.
I remember. I'm really good with names. I remember everybody's name.
Okay.
I'm really good with names. I remember most of the kids' names.
You remember
I,
Moses? He went in our class, but you remember him?
Moses?
Yeah. He Mr. Irvin had ran him over with the bus on accident. Shout out to Mr. Irvin Wilson.
What about it? He ran the bus.
You know how the buses was parked, so they tell us not to walk behind the buses. So he walked behind the bus, and the buses rolled back when you put them back. Then all the buses were sticks. They had no damn automatics back then. They were that motherfucker with that long ass stick. I was like, damn, what if it break off? We're gonna be fucked. But anyways, the bus had rolled back, and he ran Moses' leg over.
I do think that happened at West.
Yeah.
I remember something like that happening because I remember they was telling us that we weren't supposed to walk behind the buses.
Moses used to say back there on Hickory, if you on Hickory, like on the right side, like where Courtney Gamble and them stayed, and you take that left and there's some apartments back there, he used to stay back there.
In Oak Ridge.
I don't know the name of them. The only ones back there, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, Moses.
Moses, man. Oh, man. I can't.
He had a loud laugh like, ho, 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 ho.
He was like a year older than us or something?
No, I think he was in our grade. I don't remember. Like, nigga, I ran over and he had a little cast on and then he was gone. I know. Did Marcus go to West? I bet Marcus remember everybody.
Marcus remember every goddamn body. He remember every damn thing. Oh my God.
I bet he remember Moses.
Oh man, that nigga, he remember every fucking body.
I'm at the ass. Moses. Cause I was like, Moses, kind of who named that kid Moses? Like of all the names, Moses?
Moses. Maybe it's a family name.
Ain't he black? Like, you know, they should have known they were setting him up to get clowned.
Maybe it's a family name.
Yeah, if it was a last name, that'd be okay. That nigga first name was fucking Moses. How many part in the Red Sea jokes he probably got?
Man, he probably got a son named Moses too by now.
Moses too?
Moses. Well, Moses Jr.
Moses the third.
Oh, he was a junior? Oh, the third? Oh, my nigga, hell. I'm mad this boy got ran over. Did they sue?
It was his fault.
I would have told him that I was disoriented.
I wasn't bugging and remember. It was their daddy.
Yeah, they should. I do remember them telling us that we couldn't walk behind the bus, and somebody got hit by the bus. Yeah, but I don't remember who it was.
Moses.
I don't, but
the Lord saved them.
Help. Let my people go. But okay, so this boy wasn't in none of my classes, so I don't remember.
Matter of fact,
you posted a picture of our our kindergarten class.
He got in there. He went in our
This little boy. It's this little white boy that got a mullet when he got
What's his name? He got
that boy name. His name was Jack or Jake. I think it was Jake.
Where he at?
He I don't know, but I remember remember them children.
I think it was Jake. No, it was Jake.
It was either Jack or Jake. It was one of them damn things.
I hope it was Jake.
It was one of them, shit. But I remember people that I was in class with, but I don't remember no damn Moses. But I do remember somebody getting hit by the damn school bus. I do remember that shit.
Moses. It was him. I just don't know his last name. I remember Moses on Facebook, how many people named Moses.
Bitch, everybody. You go find Moses from the Bible on fucking Facebook. Shit. Okay. Okay, so back then we got all our trucks.
Of course we did. Duh.
Because my nigga over here smelling like pee. And I'm upset.
Okay. It is not demonic for her to get some herbal spiritual guidance from her ancestors who knew all about keeping that cat clean when they ain't have the meat. They probably have all kinds of trees and berries and nuts and fruit
up in the cat. And I would rather use natural. Personal preference. I would rather use. Okay, so you know the deodorant that we use now, most of it has aluminum in it.
Yeah.
Aluminum deodorant.
It's not good for you.
No, they say that it can potentially cause breast cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I switched from my regular deodorant to a non-aluminum deodorant. And one, that shit makes you funky as fuck.
I'm about to say, I know you was Mursky.
Bitch, I was right. I said, wait a minute. I said, I know goddamn well I put deodorant on before I left the house this motherfucking morning.
It don't work.
It does not.
Our bodies have adapted to
aluminum. So then,
Seven, 8 years old.
So what I would do was I would just keep it on me because I didn't want to switch back to the regular deodorant.
Okay.
When I tell you that I started to break out, like I had an allergic reaction to that shit, and you know how, like you get those infected hair bumps, like when you shave the wrong way.
Yes.
My whole armpit was a hair bump.
Are you for real?
Dead ass. I had to get out of that shit. Like I had to. I went, to see my doctor, and she was like, "Yeah." She said, "Please stop using that deodorant." And I was like, "Well, what am I supposed to use if I don't want to get breast cancer? Like, I feel like I'm playing a game of Russian roulette."
Be funky. Which one?
Right. Which one? But no, do you want to have cancer or do you want to be funky and broke the fuck out and can't lift your and can't put your damn arm down? Which one, bitch? Pick one. So I am like, I don't understand. I would rather use something natural. You know, all of these other products that we use, even the tampons and the pads that we use, that Summer's Eve and shit is made by racist ass people. The shampoo we use made by racist ass white folks.
Yeah.
That, you know, that don't really care. They put an alcohol and stuff in the shampoo, and alcohol strips the natural oils that are in our hair, and we run them while we ain't got no damn hair, and while we bald headed and shit.
Well, get some pee. Go ahead. They gonna start putting. I'm gonna make a line to start pissing in it.
Me do it, bitch. Sell some pee.
me and Saint, if y'all got a baby, I'm not gonna use that. Y'all got a baby and y'all potty training, let me get that pot so I can make
me get that piss.
My piss pot. Piss. My own line of piss pot shampoo.
Yes, piss pot. Y'all niggas gotta chill with this shit. Like, I believe that our ancestors used what they had available to them, and it wasn't always, they didn't have no goddamn hydrochloric acid or hyaluronic acid to put on their goddamn face, or no damn, you know, they was using shit that they found out in the goddamn woods and shit. So I don't understand why this is a problem.
It's
and
not.
If anything, this has made me just want to try Honey Pot more, because right now I've been using some goat milk soap, but I bought it from a white lady. So why not support a black owned business? So I want to try Honey Pot too. I'm not gonna lie, I did price they tampons and they pads. You get, if you use their tampons, you get more bang for that for your buck. They still expensive as hell. Yeah. But the pads are like $24 and you only get 12.
Yeah.
I will run through 12 pads in 2 days.
Yeah, I would too. I use about four a day. So
right. And then it's not
in the pan.
Yeah, and then it's not just me. You know, I have two daughters and we all have cycles. So I would be spending like, you know, $120 smooth just on pads. And I ain't rich like that. I'm rich, but I ain't that rich.
Right. Yeah, she's rich in spirit.
Yes, in truth.
In Moses.
I be, help! I be trying, but yeah, I don't know. So I wanna at least try the feminine wash though.
Okay.
Y'all niggas gay. I can't stand niggas.
Who gay?
Well, you are, but I can't stand
I'm
niggas.
Bisexual.
Uh-oh. Period.
What happened?
Period. What you mean?
Why you say that?
No, I'm just saying I can't stand niggas, period.
Okay, I thought you was about to talk about your Dr. Umar.
Okay, so here's the thing. We can talk about this. We can, but we're already over time because we've been talking about the piss pot hair company.
Okay, well, we can save him for next week.
Okay, I don't mind. Do you feel better? I had fun. This is like really fun.
Yeah, I need to laugh because I was crying all day today. So it worked.
Yeah, I'm sick of you. I'm tired of you crying.
Nigga, be a friend. Tell me it's gonna be okay.
I am being a friend. You know what? Okay, I understand.
At least I got feelings.
You do have. I never doubted the fact that your stinking ass had feelings, okay? But you were there for me through both of my failed engagements, and you was like, ride or die, like, let's go fuck some niggas up, let's go beat some niggas ass, and I needed to hear that, even though we didn't act on any of it. So even though I'm frustrated with how down you are about yourself, I just want you to know that I think you're worth it, and I don't want you to feel like this anymore. Like, I want you to shake the fuck back, and I don't know how to make you shake back, so I'm just going to support you from afar.
Thank you. God damn.
But
we can go together. They might make me feel them. Oh, what?
But
what?
I will say that she ain't worth it.
Stop it. I told you don't do that.
Okay.
Don't you say that.
I just had to fucking let you know. Okay, my nigga, I just had to let you know. I felt like it needed to be fucking said. Okay?
But she is, though. That's the problem.
No.
I'm a G. I can't cry no more. So there you have.
I'm glad my nigga all cried out. We got
just today. Call me a lure because I'm all cried out. Okay.
My God. You better say that shit.
All alone on the Sunday morning.
Dang it,
gotta see the rain is far.
My nigga gonna be in the shower in a minute.
Like Toni Braxton, fly down the wall. That was me yesterday.
That's so sick. But no, I do love you and I care about you dearly. So
you better be sweet. Ooh.
Why are you acting like that, my nigga?
Well, it usually would have been a I love you bitch, but
that's no, I care about you dearly and I understand. I know exactly what you're going through. This was me. This was me last year.
Around this time, right?
Yeah, it really was. This was me last year.
I feel like I don't know if you went through it like me. If you did, you didn't show it. I'm so open with my feelings that I just don't be caring. The only person I don't really talk to about is my mama, because my mama is, you know, she be a little, she don't know what to do. She don't get it. She's like, I don't understand. You know, she being a mom. But at the end of the day, I'm now in therapy. And maybe I needed this. Maybe we needed this. Who knows? It might not be over. That's all right. I can say, because she don't want her business out there in the street.
So, well, I feel like even for you, like there's a whole lot of good that could come out of this.
Okay, what's the good? Please tell me.
We've been playing about, you know, doing this again.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do this with you because I thought that it would cheer you up, because podcasting for me was therapeutic, especially when I was going through my shit. Like getting on this mug and talking shit about people and talking shit about each other, it made for a better day for me. And I've cried on the podcast too, but I cried on the podcast too.
Oh, so I didn't cry. Now I feel like a G. I didn't cry on the podcast. Wait, because I cried literally real shit like 5 times a day. So. Okay. And
I wanted,
and you know, everyone looks at me like, oh, you so strong, you so goofy. Da, da, da. But the people that know me, like, I'm very in touch with my feelings, I'm in my feelings. And this nigga right here, if anybody knows, as far as my love life, what I was ride or dying for this one.
Yeah.
And if you listen to the podcast, you would know too. But it just ain't work out for the time being. And it may not work out in the future. I don't know what's going to happen. But it has forced me to look at myself and see what the fuck could possibly be not wrong with me, but see, sort some shit out, shall I say. Figure out some shit. Figure out why I am how I am and what I need out of life, out of myself, out of a partner, out of whatever. I was wanting to jump off a cliff today. I had some moments where I was like, I'm just gonna end it all. But it's not because of my relationship. It's because I'm just lost. It's like, what did I do wrong? Because I felt like I was doing everything right. So it's uncomfortable to have to look at yourself so deeply and figure out your flaws and fix them and heal from. My therapist brought up shit from fucking childhood. Like, who loved you as a kid? And I was like, my mama? That's it? Like, that's all you got? And it's like, you right. I never... We just brush it off like, yeah, my daddy wasn't really around and it's just whatever. But then when it's like, okay, so now all your life you've been looking for this love and you're trying to find it in other people and trying to validate yourself in other people. I'm not about to get deep on this podcast. You get what I'm saying. So it's like, it has really, just 2 sessions has made me look at myself like, damn, I might be a little fucked up. But I'm not fucked up too. Like, it's like, you're not wrong for loving how you love and doing what you do, but there's ways to communicate, ways to do things that can probably be better if you want to have a healthy relationship.
Right.
So, I didn't know you cried on the podcast, though.
I didn't cry the whole time. I just cried when I explained it. Got a little choked up. But it was okay. It's okay. fuck that nigga. But,
He's a bitch, not her. Wait.
No, I'm talking. Yeah, okay. I was talking about him.
Okay, yeah.
Both of them.
No. Oh, yeah, you're both your niggas. Yeah. EJ threw me under the bus. Anyway.
I'm saying that, you know, a lot of good could have come, can come out of this. Like, this is fun. I've had a blast. I have had a blast. And I'm going to just let you know, tell you bitch ass now that, like, I want to do it again next week.
Okay.
So maybe this is what we needed to revive our podcast and revive, you know, what we had. Because I listen to us and we're fucking funny, so.
Yeah, we are funny. I thought about going back and listening to all of ours, too. Even the ones where the timing was off. If the timing is off on this motherfucker, I'm going to be so mad.
I am too, because it seems like Anchor done got their little shit together since the last time we got on this bitch.
Yeah.
So
okay. We'll see.
But yeah, we're going to be back next week. We're going to fuck with y'all. We're going to fool with you.
Nah, you little piss ass nigga.
Bye, piss pot bitch. I knew my nigga was a.